Are we all ready?
Yeah.
Is everybody ready?
Good evening.
I'd like to call the regular committee of the whole meeting to order at 6 p.m. First order of business, please, is roll call.
Councilperson Linville.
Present.
Brunner Miller.
Here.
Allen.
Here.
Terlouwski.
Here.
Kolakraft.
Here.
Spitznagle.
Here.
Thank you. Let the record also reflect it. Mr. William Mason, our law solicitor, and Katie Iconis, our fiscal officer and clerk to council, present this meeting. Next order of business is item three, persons having business before council. Any resident that has a concern or question can come forward at this time and ask it. We do open the mic up after each item on the discussion of the agenda as well. Please state your name and address, sir.
Good evening. Ed Fox, 7133 Allen Drive. Wanted to follow up on the new Cajun's trucking site from some of the previous meetings and discussions. Mr. Mayor, were you able to share the correspondence that we had coming out of the April meeting with the non-council Planning Commission members?
No, because we haven't had a Planning Commission meeting yet. We do have one possibly on the 14th or the 15th. Yeah, the 14th is a Thursday.
14th. Okay.
And that one is for the people who bought Bedford Landfill. They've submitted plans.
Mm-hmm.
Cajun's hasn't submitted any plans yet. We have no plans. We have no details or anything of that property.
What, one of the reasons I ask is I kind of wanted to make sure, get ahead of it a little bit, make sure that the residential concerns were not a surprise once the Planning Commission got around to, you know, taking a look at that. So that was kind of the nature of my request. So, you know, if it's possible to do that, I would certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll submit that to all the members of the board tomorrow, or at least put it in their mailbox to let them know it's there. We're still working on the preliminary drawings and a preliminary draft of what they're doing on the Bedford Landfill,
mm-hmm.
because we have to figure out the roundabout, the cul-de-sac there for fire trucks and everything. So we have to make sure that our plan fits in with their plan as well for location.
Is any of that new surveying that we see over on Carmony, over by Mr. Swede's house, is any of that new surveying relating to Bedford somehow?
I think they were looking for a pin for location because Bedford has 19 acres there.
Mm-hmm.
But rest assured, there's 2 acres that we own beside the proposed street.
Okay.
So that markings could have been utilities as well because we have a lot of utility activity going on. I went over to Mr. Swede's today and I didn't see any flags. He did call and I asked my service director and he said, oops, which is the people who you call before you do any kind of utilities, they come out and mark. In fact, on Alexander Road, there's a lot of homes that have orange paint in the grass and little flags all down my driveway especially.
Okay.
Because they're doing gas work and are also doing water replacement of the fire hydrants.
A fellow resident here, if they decide to get up, has a picture of the new surveying over by Mr. Sweet, so that might be of interest. Lastly, you may have mentioned it, but so do we know anything about the status of the site plan for Cajuns? I mean, have we heard any feedback or anything?
We had submit from their legal counsel that they were doing a phase two, which just takes another 45 days.
Okay.
And that's like where they do core drilling. Phase one is when they do a overview, and if they have any reasons to doubt phase one, then they go into a phase two.
Okay.
So that's in process now.
For some reason, I thought the next Planning Commission meeting was going to be this week, but so it's pushed back because it's more practical?
Right, it's pushed back because of the convenience of the developer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the reason why. He couldn't get his stuff in. He had to get a permit from Cleveland Water to tap in temporarily to the fire hydrant, and he also submitted plans that were denied, so he had to do revisions, and that's all through our engineers. They do our plan review.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Any other comments from residents? Please state your name and address.
Okay, Barbara Romanowski, 7157 Allen Drive. Like he was talking about, there's these pink ribbons, and it's like 5 feet from their driveway. What in the world is that? That's scary. I don't know what that. I took pictures of it, and it's actually 5 feet from their driveway. Do you have any idea what that's all about, these pink ribbons?
It sounds like it's the same thing. It's in my driveway. If you drive down Alexander Road, there's red flags on both sides of my driveway and red paint across my driveway, about 9 houses down through Alexander Road.
So this is all they're measuring?
Well, this measuring, it's also for utilities. They have to mark it before people dig.
Okay.
So there's probably seeing how they can get water to that property from Carmody. That's just a guess. But
okay.
I'll follow up and find out. But I know that the Bedford landfill was doing all the survey work because
okay.
that deal has to be closed out.
All right.
But there's 2 acres between there, so there are probably no pins on our property or no markings, so they probably went back to the location right there where into your street is.
Uh-huh.
It says pink is survey. Must be doing survey
of the property.
Pink
is
survey.
Before they buy it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Mayor?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I too talked to Rob today about
did
that.
You?
And he said the same thing. There's a house on Allen that submitted a request from that OOPS, it's the utilities. And he says what they do is they come out and they survey, they mark all the lines up and down the street going to that facility so they know exactly where they're at. He says that's probably what it is. See, there's a right of way. Usually these utilities don't even tell us what they're doing or when they're doing it. They have the right of way, so they just come on and start doing whatever they're doing. But that's
okay.
most likely what it is.
Okay. But you don't know for sure?
Huh?
You don't know for sure?
No, we're not 100% sure, but they can't do anything until they pull permits. They can't do anything until they talk to us. And a survey is just surveying that. People get their property surveyed all day long. There's no construction involved in survey.
Okay.
So they have to find a location. Your property line is usually marked with a 5/8 pin, uh-huh. and it has a ring around it. And that's where they measure from point A to B to get their longitude and latitude of location. So I'm assuming because of the end of your street, or not your street, but the end of Carmody there was a proposed road there. So everyone uses that as their property. We never complain because it belongs to the village. It's just a proposed road. It was never built. No one pays taxes on it. So they just wanted to get the location of that road, I believe, because further down on Allen Drive, those people's property goes so far back, and then it runs into that roadway as well. So you have to look at the whole schematics of the print, and that's why they have these kind of surveys and they have these opportunities. There's a lot of roads proposed in there that never did come to fruition.
All right.
Can I see that picture by chance?
You.
Do you have it right handy?
Yeah.
Like Mayor,
yes.
If I may, I know Morningside was supposed to run all the way over from Orchard
to the, wood,
to the park and through the park.
Right.
Down my drive.
And yeah, so was Kaiden supposed to go to Crawl.
Actually, I think that each thing right there is
right there?
Driveway.
Mayor?
Yeah, that's a survey.
That's a survey. Mayor, if I may.
I think the concern is it's a pink
that's
piece
a survey.
Of plastic tied to their tree. It's not a stake in the ground.
No, that was a stake
in the ground.
The one that I saw this morning was actually tied to a tree.
There was actually both.
Yeah.
And they'll use that, too.
Just for the record.
But that's our property.
Yeah, and Mr. Fox is putting an addition on his house, and they had to go all the way over there to get the survey of his back property. Mm-hmm. That's what OOPS told us in the report.
Yeah, the ticket was related to your property.
Even though it's further
down,
you're
the culprit.
So, houses. So somehow it's your fault, so you take
the Yeah, you're the culprit.
Mr. Mayor.
I have big shoulders.
Go ahead, Mr. Coleman.
I was going to say, when they built my house, and I'm in Barclay Estates, John Saranic Surveying, had to go all the way back, actually, to Dunham, believe it or not, and Alexander. At my expense, believe it or not, because he didn't feel the. So I have bike rights with the village too. Didn't feel Barclay Estates was surveyed right, and he wanted to be accurate, so he had to go all the way back, which cost me a lot more money. But that's what they'll do. They go to these markers. You'll see those, they call them markers, or there's a name for them. Piedmans or something in the concrete, and they'll be in the center, and that's where the surveyors get their points, so they have somewhere to start, and they're all over every community and stuff, and that's where they, and actually there's one right in the center of Alexander and Dunham, right there underneath the traffic lights he started from.
Any other comments from the audience? Any other questions? Seeing none. Move on to the next item, council comments. Any comments, Mr. Linville, at this time?
I have none, Mayor.
Ms. Brenner, any comments? Ms.
None at this time, Mayor.
Ms. Allen, any comments at this time?
Yes, I have a statement I'd just like to make for the record after being chastised ad nauseum and email for not attending a village event. I just find it interesting that the recent articles about the open house for Burger Allied, I was not afforded the common courtesy of being mentioned that I had attended as head of the, not head, but as chair of the Economic Development Committee and the only other council member that was there along with you and Mr. Jordan. That's it.
Any other comments, Gloria?
No, sir.
Mr. Collengraff, any comments?
No, I'm fine. It's time.
Mr. Spitznagle, any comments?
No.
Thank you, council members. Next item on the agenda is item 5, discussion of inside millage. Council, this is on for its third reading in the month of June, and pretty much everyone knows what this is about. I open the floor for any comments or questions or any proposals anybody would like to discuss. This is to do the inside millage, and we have to pass it before July because of county records and what they call that, the end of the tax budget for the 2019 year, correct?
Yes.
I'd also like to go ahead and mention at this particular inside millage information that after discussion with the superintendent at Bedford Schools today and with school board members, they are still in discussion but have not made a commitment of any kind of levy. And most likely, if they do a levy, it'll be in May of next year. So when they did their recalculations, they have a better five-year forecast, is what they were telling you today. Because you heard a couple of residents make statements of 6 mills and 5 mills and things of that nature, and we've never gotten anything from the school board, so I wanted to make sure before we had our meeting tonight. And it was surveys went out when you wrote that memo, said it was surveys. They were just questioning people about it. And, of course, I never had a question. I'm sure you didn't either. And they said, yeah, they were responsible for the survey. I think the impact group's doing their survey, but they called throughout the whole school district, not just Walton Hills residents. So at this time, there is no record or any discussion of putting anything on in November. So it might change tomorrow, but I'm just letting you know that's what the superintendent told me before the meeting tonight. Okay. Any discussion on the inside millage?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I know we're going in our third month, which I know we discussed it before, but having it on the agenda also, if unless something's changed revenue-wise, then I know we've talked quite a bit about it. So I would have nothing unless something changed on the revenue side. I know Katie gave us the May accounting here. And so we'll go through that, but you would know, Katie, everything's the same,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
So the forecast looks the same?
Yes.
Okay. I have no questions, Mayor.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Just did we finalize the amount that we would be doing?
We would go to 3, and it would make us 3.3.
We would increase it to 3 because I know there were some other council members.
No one was confirmed, and 3 was what I recommended, which makes us competitive with Glen Willow. It still puts us in the fourth place at Old County.
Again, Mayor, I would emphasize there was a community that had a tax increase within the past 5 years, and things worked much better than these people realized. They were returning money to the people, okay, as a result of them improving their fiscal situation in that particular community. So nothing prohibits us from doing that. Again, if our situation gets better, as we expect it to do. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. I did have lunch with Monty Ahuja, council members, and he was pleased with our proposal with the Carr Brothers. But he still complained about that Hannah Parkway and our industrial parkways, and everyone knows the shape it's in. And this inside millage would give us an opportunity to bond that out and borrow against it, because we cannot borrow against future tax revenues on income tax, on payroll tax. You can only borrow against property tax, because that's an asset. So if we was to pass this, we'd have an opportunity to do bonds and pay off all our notes and be able to do more improvements, which would also fuel more economic growth and fuel more investments from investors. He did make it clear that they are going to do some improvements to the existing building and would let us know. He introduced us to a CFO and let us know that there's a still more opportunities. Numbers call the shots on everything, but did let us know that he was not happy with the Hanna Parkway and all of Route 8 corridor, but that is our industrial area. Everyone knows that.
He just bought a golf course.
Yes, he did. May 3rd.
Yes, he did. He should fix the road, too.
Which one? Sand Ridge, Mayfield, they're together.
He's on the second page of the Cranes magazine today, or yesterday, yeah. Any other comments on this inside millage? I'll open up the audience if there's no other comments. Any comments from the audience about the inside millage? It'll be on the third reading at the end of the month. Seeing none, we'll move on to the next item on the discussion. Next item on the discussion is discussion for the BZA recommended for us to do. This is also on third reading. This is the where we're going to amend the code section that allows for formed basements to be accepted and instead of have to have brick wrap around it. And we have discussed this as well publicly. Several meetings. This will be the fifth meeting that we've discussed it publicly and then also voted on it twice as a first and second reading. We will be on third reading. Any comments on this or any questions, council members? Everyone is pretty much in agreement with that.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments from the audience about this? Any questions? Seeing none. Next item, council members, I just threw it all together. Proposals. I'll go through each proposal for you and then I'll try my best to answer these questions. Proposal number 97. We have Northfield Park Associates has offered to give us $100,000, advance it by the end of by September 1st, 2018. And we have to pay back $70,000, so $30,000 would be a gift, a donation. And this would have to be exclusively used for the improvements to Route 8 and Alexander for the fluted poles, the mast arms, as we moved that out of budget, if everybody remembers. And according to the agreement, we have this to discuss and decide if we want to take this, and then it falls off the table at the end of June and July. It falls off the table. So you have any questions or any comments you want to know about this? This gives us an opportunity to put $100,000 into our budget and take that $100,000 to order this equipment. Most likely this equipment may not be in until close to December or maybe even January of next year, but you have to order because of the time frame of ordering this equipment and stuff. And we discussed this when we did the budget, and I think at that time when I was told if we could find a way to pay it and it doesn't impact our budget, people would support it. Now, it does impact our budget in 2019, 2020, and 2021, and it impacts our budget for around $23,000 and some change each year. So I open the floor for any comments or questions that council members would like to ask or have a caution about.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I have no problem, and I'll tell you why. I still think our main gateway coming from the east needs to be improved. From the west, coming up Valley View there, it's nice. It gives you, you know, you're coming through Valley View, you got Johnson's Farm, you go right into Walton Hills, it gives you that country feel. There's a good feeling there. There's not that industrial, you got Hub Park there, you know, as you're going east on the left. But it's kind of, it's a very soft, it's not, you know, out there like east. So I think improving that corner, and I know that will do it. I have no problem with that. I still think and even Northfield needs to be improved. But we got to be aware of the budget, too, at the same time, so I think it needs discussion. See how everybody feels.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Spitznagle.
Well, unfortunately, I'm on the other side of the coin here with this. You know, the day would be nice. I'm looking at these pictures, and I understand the feeling is to get coordinated with the rest of Alexander running south into Northfield. They have them. But as I look at these pictures, it's still a cobweb, it looks like, of wires. Whether the fluted poles would really stand out or not, I don't know. But the big thing with me is it's a nice gift, and I appreciate the gift of the $30,000. It's the $70,000 that we have to come up with, and I don't think we have the $70,000 right now to do it. Maybe if they want to, I know that project is moving forward. I don't know when the deadline is, or if there is a deadline that we have to, who puts these up, the illuminating company, or?
No, those poles, I think, go through the construction company. It does the wiring, and, you know, all the electrical and stuff. So you'd have to, I could have Don Sheehy come to the next meeting if you have questions. I'm not 100% sure, because he said you had to order the special arms for the wires to go through to operate everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And this particular traffic light, this is the last one in our village. It doesn't operate with the police department. You know how when they hit a signal and it was a blue light flash?
Yeah.
This is going to get that system on it.
Uh-huh.
That's the only one we have, because we've never really replaced this one. We've just, you know, we changed the sensors in the road a couple of times, and we try to increase everything, but mm-hmm. Now this whole project is going to be a little bit different and more improvements. And you know, this is totally council's call. I just know that we only have so much time if we're interested in it. I support doing it, but it's mm-hmm. your call. You guys are in charge of purse strings.
Yeah, I think that right now, as I sit, that $70,000, we would still have to come up with that $70,000, and I know it's over a three-year time period, so that makes a $23,000 and change each year. But it's still, we're adding more and more to the debt that we're going to have to come up with every year, and we don't have the income right now to say we can do that. So, you know, I'd have to reluctantly vote no on this right now as I sit. I could change my mind next week given further information. But as I said, if I had a vote on it tonight, I would vote no, only because I don't want to put the village into more financial, have a financial burden on the village. We're talking road programs. That's going to be another thing here coming up here, and more money spending and things like that. So that's where I'm sitting right now.
Any other comments?
I have a question.
Yes.
Is there any way that they could do this at a later time, or does it have to be done at the moment that those poles?
Mr. Sheehy said it'd be more expensive to
That's
you know, to add on later.
Later on.
That's
okay.
What we asked when we did the budget, because that's why we have this stuff. Right now we just have black poles with
right.
wires. That's what we have in the budget. That's what I have in your package.
Right, I remember that.
And
yes.
Mr. Sheehy said if you do it now, you have a better opportunity of getting it done right and everything else. If you add on, it's going to be more expensive.
More. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Barron?
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's good to discuss it now, too, but I think even if everybody here was against it right now and said they wouldn't vote for it, I know you said without, I think it would be, it would not, we should bring Don Sheehy in. Because what we don't want to do is miss something that we could have got now, but we end up paying later, you mentioned. Just because not only is it an aesthetic thing, those polls update other things too. I don't know if ever a sidewalk's going to go there or anything like that, but it changes, you know, your walk and things. I guess what we need to see, make sure we look at the big picture. If we close the door too soon and there's a bigger picture to it, I'd like to hear Don, just because he's more versed on that. If he says, hey, it's just aesthetics, that's a lot easier to make a decision. If he says it's more than aesthetics, you know, it's things where you're going to pay later with the old poles, because I know sometimes we pay a fee. My suggestion is we should have Don at the next COW meeting.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Gloria.
On this drawing that you have here with the poles, the lines that are on here, are those exactly the lines that will be left, or is that just...
They'll be moved around. This was Mr. Sheehy's department did all this cropping or, you know, Photoshop. And what they did is, if you look at the pictures, they took pictures of existing in the wintertime, and then they threw in proposed, as we were paying for it, just poles with cables. And then the next one is the mast arms, but nothing's changed with the picture. But as you go up there, you'll see some of those wires you won't see, because they'll be behind the poles further up Northfield Road, because the pole's been moved. So it won't be right on top of the existing mast arms, because those poles are being pushed out from Alexander and Route 8. They're being pushed further down the road. Mm-hmm. Like, there's one just been mounted right in front of the Western Reserve. I don't know what the the distance is, maybe 25 foot from the curb, but that one, it's curved, is going to be wiped out. And if you'll see, there's paint marks on there, because I think they're making the turning lane to go on to Alexander Road there. That's the whole reason they're moving these poles, to make it flow and they can stack cars easier instead of the jockeying around, because some people want to turn left onto Alexander going to Oakwood, and some people want to go straight, so there's a lot of congestion there. So that's what they're doing, is widening the road and putting in turning lanes. And so those mast arms and all those things will probably be pushed back further. And I do know that those main support wires will be further up Northfield or down north or south. You'll see the difference if you go up there and look at it.
I kind of agree with Don. As we drive up Alexander, it is like a country home district. It's beautiful, the land, you know, the greenery and what's there. And don't forget, they moved those poles from the utility companies for nothing for us, you know, so we got a gift there, you know. So, I'd like to hear Don's, Sheehy's information also, and maybe we can talk to the association and maybe move it to July 31st instead of June. You know, give us a month to see how things are going. More knowledge of our financial situation. Thank you.
Any other comments?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I would also like to hear from Mr. Sheehy about this, but I'm kind of in the same boat as Brian right now. I don't think that we should be incurring any more debt at this time, especially after the email that we got from you saying that the village is not participating in a parade because of the cost. I don't know what kind of cost is possibly involved. I will personally participate in my capacity and incur whatever costs out of my own pocket, but if we can't afford to participate in the 4th of July parade in Bedford, how can we afford to take on $70,000 worth of more debt? It doesn't add up at this time.
Any other comments? I'm going to open up the audience about proposal number 97. If anyone would like to make any comments about that, and I'll do my best to explain it. And, Council, I will invite Mr. Sheehy to the next meeting next week, okay?
Perfect.
Any comments from the audience? Please come forward and state your name.
Good evening. I'm Connie Flato. I live on Chandler Drive. I just want to make a comment that when you are in dire needs of money, you're financially strapped, the last thing that you do is to add more to your debt. When we first moved here in 1985, 2 weeks after we moved here, I lost my job. My store closed that I was working at. The same day they told us the store is closing, my husband, as well as every employee of his company, were mandated to have a 7% pay cut. So when we moved here, we went from a $200 house payment to over $800. It was quite shocking. When we moved here, the floor in the kitchen needed to be done. The carpeting definitely needed to be replaced. But we just were, like, you don't go making out a loan for more better linoleum, for new carpeting, even a gallon of paint. And you're all saying you're going to raise the taxes, the millage, to the maximum that you guys can do it legally. No, it's not maximum, sir. What is it?
We are proposing to raise it to 3 mils. We can raise it 388. We're not raising it to the max.
Okay. You're raising it to 3. Right now it's
0.3? 0.3, yes.
So we'll be at 3.3. So all you're saying is 0.5? Is that what you're not raising it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, call a 9/10 difference between 100% and 99%. So you're raising us on a senior citizens who get minimal raises every year. We're going to be paying for garbage. We're going to be paying some sewer charge. Where do you think we're going to get this money? And you're going to raise it. Now you're going to take out a more loan of $70,000. Mr. Lowski said, wait, things are going to get better. Well, wait. Things, just take your own advice. Things are going to get better. You wait. And if down the road you have a real nice company with 1,000 employees move in, then you buy your bars and your all this and that and make everything pretty, pretty. But in the meantime, you watch your money. You don't blow it. You don't keep adding on to your indebtedness and charging us senior citizens with money that we can't afford. We're going to have to give up something to be able to pay these bills. Right now, my big joy in life is doing all the wonderful things that Carol Stanisic plans for us seniors. And they're marvelous. We are so grateful for her and everything that she plans. Some of those things we're just not going to be able to do anymore because we cannot afford it. And I'm not alone. I'm not crying poor. We've got money to eat and pay our utilities. But we're going to have to really tighten our belts. And that's exactly what you should be doing. Tighten those belts. Any of you took a 7% pay cut? I don't think so. In fact, I know so. So that's my opinion. Don't add to the budget. Don't add to your debt and indebtedness. It doesn't make sense.
Thank you. Any other comments from the audience? Okay, Council, I'll bring this up next week with Mr. Sheehy here. Just for everyone to understand, these are proposals. Council sends me off with the task to find ways to pay for things, and this is a proposal. This is not me pushing for more debt. This is me giving them an opportunity to take on a task and to find a way to pay for it over 3 years. But that's all it is a proposal. Next item is...
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
And that's no different than our job when the proposal comes here. It's our due diligence to look at that and look at all avenues of it and weigh it all out. You know, somebody comes with a proposal and they said, hey, we're going to give you $30,000 out of $100,000 that you don't have to pay back. If we didn't look at that, we wouldn't be doing our job either. Okay, if I say, hey, I got a $100 bill, you only have to pay me $70 back, you at least say, let me listen to you what you got to say. Doesn't mean you're going to agree with it, but you're at least going to say, let's listen to it. The other thing is, doing certain things, but when you get out on that industrial corridor and things are happening there, and you're being asked to participate with things and be part of it, you have to really weigh that out. You have to weigh it out. There might not be an immediate benefit to it, but there might be a benefit down the road. And I'm just saying that's part of the big picture as a council person we have to look at. You have to be part of it. I mean, it took just Sagamore Road just to get that paved. We couldn't get a few mayors just to see that big picture there, the benefit of us all joining together. But we just kept working on it, and it benefited all of us. So there's things with that corridor there. You know, what I mentioned, yeah, beautiful, that was just one thing. But there's also things of development there that are taking place to beautify that whole area there that we have to look at, and we just can't shut the door as a participant in it. I mean, I know, Bill, your firm and that all looks at that whole big picture. When they redeveloped Rockside Road in Independence there, that was a whole big plan to bring in all those businesses and with the restaurants, with the offices, and part of it was to make that corridor attractive. When Kevin brings up Montehiosa, people, they're not going to invest an office building in the Crick Road area. I mean, if any of us think that, you'll put in another industrial type business. But if you think you're going to put suit and ties in that area without cleaning up, it was in the master plan. They've been telling us that for years. So we just have to look at the big picture. I just kind of want to make that note. I take that because we all are very concerned about the money. But at the same time, $25,000 a year is different than $1 million or something. We just don't want to miss the boat on certain things, too. So that's, I think, great idea that we're bringing Don Sheehy in. Also gives us time, more time to think about it, maybe get another month out of it and stuff. So when we do make a decision, we'll be educated on it.
Well, just, you know, so that everyone understands, all successful communities, Beechwood, Independence, Brecksville, these communities, they went into bonds and debt to clean their corridors up before the businesses came in there. And they have now what they call TIFs, where they have debts where they're collecting taxes over a long period to pay down those bonds, but you have to go forward in order to make your inviting to other communities and stuff, so those business investors. Okay, the next item is item proposal number 98. Council, this shouldn't be a real big issue. This is in 2017, you got a copy of it. I got a letter from the county that they gave us $250,000 for Alexander Road from Northfield Road to Walton Road. And then Mr. Sheehy, our engineers, applied for Public Works Commission, and we got a small grant, a small government grant of $159,520. And then they also gave us a 0% loan of $200,000 for 20 years on this Alexander to Northfield Road, from Northfield Road to Walton Road. This project will not impact our budget this year. This will impact our budget in 2019. I'm making you aware of it because we just got the letters. You have a copy of the letters that we won the grant, and we have this. So this will not impact our budget, but you still have to adjust the budget in 2019 to accept this money to spend it on these specific road programs. Is there any questions or comments for that? Mr. Sheehy knows that I put this out as well, so you can ask him about that next week if you have any questions about that. But this is a good deal for the village of Walton Hills. This is to rebuild Alexander Road in 2019. Any questions or comments?
It just seems like we just did it, too, you know. It just...
Any comments or questions? Is can I ask the audience? Anybody got any questions or comments? Any questions or comments from the audience on Proposal 98? It's free money from the county and from the local government and a 0% loan for 20 years of $200,000. After this year, it'll be a 2019 budget. Any questions on that? That'll be on next week's as well, and Mr. Sheehy will be here to answer any questions you might have. Next one is Proposal 99. Council, as you remember, some of you might remember, some of you may not. South Meadow Park, we've had long-term flooding across North Meadow Park or South Meadow Park Road, with it packs about four residents there. Mm-hmm. And I want to move forward on this. This is going to be paid for by Northeast Ohio Sewer District. This will also have to be amended into our budget. We would do the work up front, and then they would reimburse us. And we would hope to get this done this summer so we can get reimbursed before December of 2018, so we have no shortfall of money. So any questions about that? Everybody knows what we're trying to do here is make the road bigger, the pipe under the road bigger. It's actually probably about 100 foot from where we just did the work at Blondin, just a little further down. And after everyone gives me permission and wants to move forward, then I want to invite all these residents to come to a meeting so the engineers can explain it and they can give us permission to go on the property with a temporary easement. Any questions about that, council members?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
This proposal, number 99, is not, it's a zero cost for us.
We have to front the money up and then we wait for the reimbursement.
But we get reimbursed. Yes. So there's no loan that's being taken out.
Right. This is part of that stormwater fee you get on your every month, or every 3 months, or whatever it is.
And Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
That's about an $80,000 project.
I think he has it in about 80, 81 or something.
Yeah. What's the total per year? Do you remember?
I would an estimate of about $94,000 a year.
Per year, yeah. Okay.
25% of what they collect for all our residents.
And we don't have to spend every single year.
No, you have a 4-year window. If you don't spend it within a 4-year period, then it goes back into the Northeast Ohio Sewer District.
Yeah, but I think this is a good project because of that, the immediate impact on South Meadow Park Road itself.
Right.
That we should get that done.
Mayor, I think the last meeting you mentioned when we started discussing this, a 20-inch pipe was mentioned. Is that big enough? No.
I think if you look in your packet, there was an email from Mr. Joe Gelati. I think it was going to 42-inch pipe or something.
Yeah.
It's only like a 36-inch pipe now or something. He has both sizes in the email. I don't remember exactly what it was.
I get that
22 inches.
There it is.
And replace it to 54.
They're going to a 54-inch diameter.
Okay.
And right now it's a 42-inch going under there.
And then, Mayor, the flooding issues are actually not just water running over land. There's actually basement flooding there, too, on South Meadow Park. So, and I've witnessed it. So, thank you, Mayor.
Well, we've tried to fix a lot of the problems ourselves, but this Northeast Ohio Sewer District money has actually been a hidden blessing for us because we put a lot of money in Sagamore Road, if everyone remembers, and we've done other repairs around the village. So if everybody's okay with that proposal, 99, Mr. Sheehy will be here next week to answer questions as well. Any questions from the audience on Proposal 99, repairing the under-the-road culvert for South Meadow Park? Please come forward and state your name.
Mary Alice Moran, 7500 Linda Lane. On that project, the water that goes to South Meadow Park comes from the lakes on Linda Lane. The water comes over I guess you would call it a levee. One levee was destroyed in the last flood. I had 4 feet of water in my house. Dan looked at the crock under Linda Lane, and he said, well, eventually it's got to be bigger. It's a much smaller project than that. But that's where that water came from on that fateful day when there was all the flooding. It took out the pond that was on my property. It knocked out the levee and the dam that was on Mrs. Berger's property. And I have had people look at it. That dam is laying at the bottom of the water that you see in that pond along Alexander Road. And I'm listening with some interest about this money from the Northeast Sewer District. They've never come to my property or down Linda Lane that I am aware of. And I'm wondering if you have any knowledge, if you studied the maps, and if there was any attention given to the issue of where that water is coming from. There's more and more. It comes from behind where Whitmore lived. There's a pond there. There's several ponds. They're all connected with little islands in them. And with the global warming or just neglect along the line, they were never maintained. That's where that water's coming from. If there's a heavy rain, you really see it. It floods out Linda Lane. Dan would come and bolster it up. I took Rob on a little tour one day because he was interested in seeing that, and he wasn't aware that's the whole scenario. I don't know what the name of that creek is that goes through there. I don't know if it's Wolf Creek or whatever. But has there ever been any thought at all to trying to solve some of the problems on Linda Lane?
Your particular drainage from your property and Wood Lake that goes behind there from Whitmore's, that all dumps across Alexander and runs in between the residents on Alexander and the family we just fixed their culvert, the Blondin family. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about is a little further down the road, which is impacted from Walton Road that goes underneath, from Jefferson, goes underneath the road, comes out across the street by the marathon, and runs behind all the properties on South Middle Park. So your water does not impact what we're talking about, okay?
Well,
your water runs into Blondin's Pond or Blondin's Creek, and that's already been fixed under the road there. But like your street, Linda Lane, is a private lane. It's never been dedicated. Just like Mr. Linville lives on Westlake, that's never been dedicated. That's a homeowners association. That's why we haven't sent anything with that. We will have the engineers come out and give an evaluation. We'll have the Northeast Ohio Sewer District do that. But all those, reason why a lot of those lakes collapse is because they're all privately held by the residents. They're not something the village put in. Now, I know years ago when we had another mayor that ran the backhoe and he helped a lot of residents out as a good old boy, and that's a good thing he did, but we can't do that anymore today. We'd go to jail. So that's why these are all private lakes, and these are all on private property.
But
we will look at your under the road there, okay?
Yeah,
we
under
do,
the
we
road.
Do put gravel there for you. We do snow plow that because we also plow White Oaks, and we also plow West Lakes, but those streets, none of those streets are dedicated. They're not village property.
I recall that because of the fire hydrant, the village is required to maintain, do some maintenance there, and that is why the culvert underneath Linda Lane, should it collapse or something, the road would have to be repaired. That is what I'm talking about, not the ponds, not the lakes. I'm just telling you the general direction that I see that the water comes from. It comes from somewhere, and that's where it's coming from, overflow. And the pipe is too small that's under the road for the additional water that's coming probably because of, I believe, global warming or something like that. There's just a lot of water that goes through there. And the water does go south of Alexander Road. It goes under the road. I don't know the people that purchased that home, but it's where Borden Arrows, that lake, it does go under the road. And that is the one that I said collapsed and flooded, but it went under. Right. I don't think it ever went over Alexander Road.
No, it goes under.
So it is connected. It's all comes together.
Yeah, Mr. Brand, I believe his name is, which his backyard is on that same lake.
Yes.
We went out there years ago and looked at it, and it is collapsing on that, and that was all at that time, so it was private.
What was collapsing, under the road or
from the lake dam? The lake dam part.
Yeah, that dam, it collapsed, yes. Okay, you're going to have them maybe
take a look,
see what can be done.
I'll have my engineers set up an appointment and come out and look at your property.
Thank you. Well, just look at the culvert there.
Yes.
That's all that's necessary. Thank you.
Any other comments? So, council members, Proposal 99 will be also on the agenda next week, and if you have any questions for Mr. Sheehy, he'll do his best to answer them, okay? The next is Proposal 100. Council members, this also would be where you would make an adjustment to the budget. Ms. Allen, you weren't on council, but we got ourselves regulated and recognized as we were able to use the Bedford Schools demographics for the population and the poverty levels. And because we pay taxes into the school system, we were able to carry those demographics onto our application and made us eligible for CDBG money. This is money that can only be spent in an industrial area. So we have the opportunity to apply for 10 years. This will be about our fourth year applying, if everyone remembers. We have not received any grants yet, but this year the terms and some of the language has been changed because it's so late in the year. And our engineers feel that we have a good opportunity. So we are next week, before we start our COW meeting, we will have a public meeting about this grant and talk about what we're going to spend this money on, which will be in the industrial area if we are granted this $150,000. Once that's all accomplished, and you as council will pass a resolution to accept that money, and you will also amend the budget to spend that money in the industrial area. So this will not impact our budget, but it is a process that council has to recognize and be aware of and be prepared for.
Okay.
Any questions or comments on that, council members? Everyone remembers what we did before.
Right.
Because the minutes from the last meeting is in your packet to give you some understanding of what we did before. And I think Mr. Gelati will be here to do the public hearing just to answer questions and stuff. It's a very short meeting, and then we'll do our regular COW.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mayor, do
yes,
you feel will we have a chance at this grant?
According to the professionals, it looks like we do because they've changed some of the information on the grant.
Right.
And it makes us more eligible. And it's such a short window, Mr. Collingraf, that our engineers are prepared, and we're just basically resubmitting the grant that we wrote last
year. Right.
So we have all the details and the calculations already in place.
I know they go by the point. I remember Don wasn't that optimistic last year, but I mean, you got to keep applying because
we apply.
Things change.
That's why we got the $250,000 from the county.
Right.
We just keep applying. I mean, we're over $5 million in free money we've received in this village in the last 8 years, so it's because we just keep applying. So, is there any questions about that proposal 100 so everybody understands what's going on there?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
According to this sheet, this could be used for not just industrial areas because it says public safety, parks and playgrounds, streetscapes, infrastructure, community master plans. So it looks like it is a little wider range than just.
Our engineers recommended for industrial area because it makes us more eligible. If we use it for other areas, then it opens us up to other requirements
through
the state.
With the point system that they have.
Right.
Okay.
Any other comments? Any comments from the audience?
I just want to make one quick
comment. Oh, go ahead, Mr. Congress.
Just because it's, you know, it's never free money. It's our money that we all of us here gave to the state, gave to the county, gave to the federal. We're just trying to get it back, but they certainly take it a lot easier than us getting it back. You got to fight to get it back. It's terrible. It's our money. Just trying to get it back in our community.
Any other comments? Seeing nothing from the audience. Those are the items under item 7. Item 8, council members. Anyone having, this is other business. Anyone having other business? I have a couple items I want to read publicly. Mr. Collingraf or Mr. Linville, any comments on other business?
I'm sorry?
Any comments under other business, item 8?
No, not for me, Mayor.
Mary Brenner Miller?
No.
Mrs. Allen, any comments?
I had a couple of questions, Mayor. There was a fire hydrant on Young Drive, apparently, that was hit recently. Do we know if that's been repaired or when it will be repaired?
We put it on a list. I don't know the date when it will be repaired. They always notify the service garage.
Okay.
There was just one replaced last week on Alexander, and I think that had about a three-month window on it. But they are doing flushing now, so they're going to start. What they do is they flush with the fire department, and then they mark them if they don't work, and then that gets on the list as well.
Okay.
So I think it's posted on our digital sign, correct?
The hydrant flushing.
Hydrant flushing, yeah.
So we'll know relatively soon if it is in working order or not.
Right.
Okay. A couple of other things. Was there a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting ever scheduled for the house on Alexander Road?
Yes.
And it was or it is?
It was approved, yes.
Okay.
The variance was approved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, because I was under the understanding at the last council meeting that we would be notified by email of when that meeting was, and I didn't receive one, so that's why I was wondering.
I know it was posted, and it was on the sign, and it was outside here.
Okay. I also had a resident that was asking, and I know financially this is not the optimal time at all, and I informed the resident of it, but if it would be possible in the future to put on a list a possible turning lane we're looking into, you know, what would have to be incurred for that, because the resident just had concerns that sometimes it can get dangerous trying to turn from Dunham Road onto Alexander, especially at rush hour. One car sitting, trying to turn left onto Alexander, cars are going around them to continue going straight. And I've seen it happen many times there, too. So I was just wondering if that's something that we could put on as future plans or on a list of
things. We did have a study done on Dunham Road, or on Alexander onto Walton, and we had one done on Dunham Road to Alexander. I have to ask our engineers, but those questions were asked about 5 years ago.
Okay.
And so we did have a study. Now, the traffic pattern has changed, so maybe we might be eligible for grant money to do that now, but that's another process. So I can look into that and see if it opens us up for the opportunity now that we have a traffic study and those things.
Okay. Like I said, I did tell a resident at the time, you know, like I have to be honest with you, this is not something that's going to be happening this year or the next, or, you know, probably not with even the next 5 years. But she was asking. I was also wondering if it was possible if we could get Mr. John Kane from the Ohio State Forestry to come and give a talk on the effects of grindings blowing with the trees in forestry. I think that might be something that might be beneficial for our residents over on Carmody and Allen. And Shaner, with the proposal of Cajun's Trucking, just so we have a little broader picture too of what the impact could possibly be.
We could probably hold a town hall meeting and offer it, or maybe offer it to those residents at a meeting like a place here. We could contact someone and see where that is. I'll make a note and talk to my engineers about it and see if it's feasible, something we should take a task on.
Okay. Just two other things. Has there been a meeting date set yet on the proposed overlay zoning? It was said that, you know, we were going to have a meeting set.
I was going to read that in my other notes.
Okay. Perfect. And Katie, if it's possible at any time, if you could just give me a copy of the most recent numbers with our cameras and stuff. I'm curious to see how that's been doing. The traffic cameras.
You'll see it in there under revenues. So there is a...
Report 52.
A line item that will just show you for cameras, 1,619,0017. We've only brought in 1,850 so far, but we only get sweeps every so often. I know we're up to about 13,000 in collections now. We just haven't received those funds yet.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Thank you for showing me, too. That's it. Thank you.
Any comments, Gloria, under other business?
No, sir.
Mr. Congreve, any comments?
I'm good at this time, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Spitznagel, any comments under other business?
No, other than when we did that turn lane on Alexander at that time, I believe it was about $250,000.
Yes, yep. Down on Dunham there, yeah.
Dunham,
we're still paying
Alexander.
On that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we took a note out on that.
Yeah, so it's quite an expensive proposal to do.
We took a note out on Dunham Road, and we still aren't paying debt off yet.
Right.
Just a note on that, one reason we did it, because we had some accidents that were very serious.
Oh, sure.
There were some safety reasons in it, and that's why it was pushed. So I'm not pushing for the light, that, you know, the attorney light, but I'm just saying that decision, you know, I remember, you know, it was a lot of money, but it also it was a safety issue, and you can't put a dollar amount on that. So just, it wasn't, you know, just to make things easier for somebody or that, some of those things like that when it comes to traffic are safety issues too. And you know, it could be from a minor accident, a major accident turning into minor because you have a turning lane. So sometimes it sounds like a lot of money, but it could be money well spent when it comes to somebody's life or physical well-being.
Yes, Mr. Cohen.
Do we have any stats on accidents there at that intersection?
We'd have to find them. I'll have to check with the police department.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we could check that out.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
As I said, I'm not...
Oh, yeah. No, I know that. That's what I was just...
But, yeah, I mean, if I don't know how often any of you drive down Dunham Road or, you know, and turning onto, but if I'm coming from Macedonia, it's usually Dunham to Alexander, which obviously I turn left. Well, as I'm sitting waiting to turn left with the traffic coming forward... Cars are going right around me to continue on Dunham Road.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm sitting to turn left, and another car approaches to turn left, and we potentially can turn left at the same time, but we both have cars going around our right sides, you know.
Right.
So there's, I've seen several near misses.
Yeah.
I understand the concern.
Yeah, you know, no, exactly.
Any other comments under other business? Under other business, Thursday is a trip through the recreation department. Starts at 9:30 in the morning. It looks like it's an all-day trip. on next Wednesday is Morning with the Mayor, 6/13/2018 at 9 o'clock in the community building. You have a flyer, you have a memo and a flyer for a ribbon cutting ceremony on Northfield Road with Daycar Studios. It's in your packets. You put them all out, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone has that. And that'll be at 1 o'clock on 6/15. That's a Friday. We'll be having a town hall meeting on 6/18/2018 at the community building on Alexander Road to inform all the residents about the First Energy property and explain all the process. There will be a letter sent out next week, most likely, and we're also inviting the residents on Dunham Road as well that will be impacted by Mrs. Colas's property, because that can be considered for an overlay too. That's 23 acres. Our regular council meeting, we moved to 6/20/2018. That's a Wednesday, because I'm going out of town on Tuesday, and everyone agreed. Regular time, 6 o'clock, regular council meeting. And then senior lunch is the 25th at 11:30. And we also have the village garage sale on the 28th until the 30th. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Start time is 9 o'clock. End time is 4 o'clock. All 3 days. And that also be advertised on our village digital sign. And any questions, please call the village hall. Oh, and shredding is next Saturday. This Saturday coming, shredding will be here at the Village Hall at the upper lot. And that's also been broadcasted in our journal, and it's also on the...
And we'll have a second one in the fall.
And we'll have a second one in the fall as well. With that being said, any other comments, council members? Can I have a motion for adjournment, please?
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion that we adjourn the Committee of the Whole meeting on Tuesday, June 5th at 7:01 p.m.
Second.
Second by Mary Brenner Miller. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, vote on the motion, please.
Councilperson Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Solagraf?
Yes.
Fitznagel?
Yes.
Thank you. Meeting adjourned at 7:01 p.m.
Ryan, you're struggling. You got a cold?
Yeah.
Well, you were sick. Stupid.